Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of the Pinball Sessions podcast, the show that features live, off-the-floor, and pressure-free recordings from pinball studios in Guelph, Ontario, from some of Canada and the world's best artists. My name is Rue, and I'll be your host as we listen to some of our favorite tracks, as well as audio goodies like banter and interviews that take place in between the tracks at pinball studios. And today we have another round-the-world trip. We're going to be heading to Sweden first to hear from a southern rock band comprised of three sisters called Baskery. And from there, we'll be traveling to Newmarket, where we're going to be hearing the eclectic rock sounds of Bear Claws. And between the two tracks, we'll be hearing a bit of an interview that took place where Bear Claws was playing pinball and talking about, well, pinball and music. Let's get right into the music. Baskery are quite a unique band, again from Sweden, comprised of three sisters, and a very strong blues southern rock feel. This song is definitely going to get you up and out of your chair and dancing around. The name of the song is Haunt You, here on Pinball Sessions Podcast.
Once again, we're Baskery from Sweden, and on the double bass we have Stella.
On drums and banjo we have my big sister Greta.
And on rhythm guitar, the band's little sister, my name is Sunny Ma. Thank you.
Thank you. asked you what you were just about to say about pinball, and I said, don't say it.
Well, I was going to talk about Picard, because Picard, he's probably, like, one of the nicer dudes I've ever seen on television. Like, he's bald, and he looks really good on camera. And he looks really good on the what do you call that, a chest? The chest of the pinball? Back glass of the pinball machine. But pertaining to the sessions, I'm a very happy camper.
Okay, now speaking of back glasses,
yeah.
If your band had a pinball machine, what would be on the back glass?
It'd be a two-headed mountain lion that said Clons. And then probably there'd be something to do with The Simpsons on there. like a picture of Bart, but like when he had like that big horn from the St. Patrick's Parade, and then like they're pouring the beer into the horn.
Okay, Dan Loughran from Bear Claw.
What's up, Sean?
I want to know, if your band had a pinball competition, who would win?
Brandon would win the pinball competition because he's blind. He's legally blind in one eye. We shouldn't say this. You're going to get your driver's license revoked. It might.
Doesn't affect his singing.
No, but he can feel a little bit more on the flip flappers. Like he's
I
like.
I really want to listen to the
hoop. No, you're the 20s. You are the 20s, Brandon.
I get it.
And tell me a little bit more about if your band had their own pinball machine, what would be on it?
If we had like our own.
If you had a Bear Claw pinball machine, okay, yeah. What would be on the back glass?
It would be like a big two-headed mountain lion that said Clons behind it. It could be the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars, and it would say Back to Bay 6. But also Bart Simpson would be in there somewhere with a funnel drinking a bunch of beer.
And would there be any special features in the game?
Special features.
Yeah.
What kind of special features? All of the sound would be done with like guitar pedals.
Every time you hit something, it says true. So every time you bounce, it's like true, 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 true.
It's just a game of inside jokes.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'd be super cool. You could have like pedals would be like actual guitar pedals. One would be Space Echo. The other would be Mega Fuzz.
Mega Fuzz. I don't even have a fuzz pedal. That's the problem.
Mother and I are working all I've got. Blooms out, but your brother and I. There's so much work that's left undone. Over the nights, I found out what was wrong with me. With all of these rights. I'm moving, fading, dating, hating.
Great Expectations from Bear Claws, and that's B-A-R-E Claws. Bear Claws, you can find their new album on Bandcamp at bearclaws.bandcamp.com, which we've linked in the show notes. The album was just released this week, so go check it out. It is a band from Newmarket, Ontario, but based out of Toronto, comprised of Brandon Barraclough, Michael Fong, Dan Loughran, and Derek McDermott. And before that, we heard a bit from Brandon and Dan, as they were talking about what their pinball machine would look like if they were to have one. I think we should make it. Prior to that was Baskery, made up of sisters Greta, Stella, and Suniva Bondison. Their first album, Fall Among Thieves, was released in Europe in 2008, and they have a new album out, New Friends, which was released in 2011. The band describes their music as Killbilly and Mud Country, which is pretty cool, and they have been compared with the Dixie Chicks and Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, so definitely check out the album from Baskery, and check out Bear Claws as well. And this has been another episode of Pinball Sessions Podcast. Be sure to find the full sessions for these guys, as well as all the others that we have recorded to date, at pinballsessions.com. And you can find us online as well, Pinball Sessions on Facebook and on Twitter. Tell us what you think, and if you enjoy the show, please leave a rating and review in iTunes so that we can reach more people. That would be awesome. We'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you for listening.